This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer, sitting in for Steve Inskeep, who is on a reporting trip to Pakistan. That volatile country is high on the list of U.S. priorities, but there are still major hurdles. The two countries are trying to overcome decades of distrust and misperceptions between them. This week, senior Pakistani and American officials are meeting in Washington in an attempt to improve the relationship. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, it will be a long process.
Few people expected any big breakthroughs in the first round of talks among senior Pakistani and American officials. The complicated relationship between the two countries has been marked by a deep sense of distrust on both sides for many years. Still, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who is hosting the two-day event, said some headway was made, especially on security.
We discussed Pakistan's national security priorities, ongoing counterinsurgency operations, and long-term military modernization and recapitalization efforts.
Clinton said the two sides also discussed economic assistance and water and energy projects. Pakistan is pushing for a civilian nuclear cooperation deal with Washington, similar to the one its regional rival India has. During a press conference, Clinton wouldn't be drawn into a response to that request, saying only that the U.S. side will listen to whatever issues the Pakistani delegation raises. Pakistan also put in requests for more military hardware. Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi said some of those requests were granted.
And I'm glad to share with you, we've agreed to fast-track our requests that have been pending for months and years on the transfer of military equipment to Pakistan.
Qureshi didn't elaborate on the type of military equipment. Analysts say it's highly unlikely Pakistan will receive the armed unmanned surveillance planes it's been asking for. U.S. officials say the strategic dialogue isn't just about one side asking and the other giving. It's about building a robust relationship and overcoming distrust. The U.S. is pressing Pakistan to make an even greater commitment in the fight against the Taliban and al-Qaeda, including the arrest of top militant leaders taking shelter on Pakistani soil. George Perkovich, with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, says for its part, Pakistan wants reassurance from the U.S.
Pakistan is looking for primarily is that the U.S. would make a long-term commitment, that it would stay in Pakistan, not leave Pakistan as it has done at least once before.
Michael O'Hanlon with the Brookings Institution says for months, senior U.S. officials have made regular trips to Pakistan for private meetings.
The basic theory is that only by gradually building up personal trust, as well as finding areas of common interest at the national level, can we repair this relationship with time. Partly because they know there will be no single turning point. You can't just find the right brilliant policy initiative and turn the relationship around on a dime. You're going to have to work at it over a period of years.
O'Hanlon doesn't believe relations between Pakistan and the U.S. have turned a corner, but says the strategic dialogue, even if it doesn't produce any sweeping results, is important. Carnegie's George Perkovich says the meetings are symbolic because both sides are willing to publicly show they're interested in talking.
It's the public presentation of it and the sense of a little bit of grandiosity about it reflects that the Pakistani leadership is now saying it's not bad to be seen with the U.S. And similarly, the U.S. is saying we have enough confidence that Pakistan's being cooperative and not entirely duplicitous that we're also prepared to be seen courting in public.
Both sides indicate they're willing to hold similar meetings in the future. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.